Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Coming up, I'm going to be speaking to Alex Agalnik, who is a developer of HQ Sandton. I'm going to be talking about this incredible, incredible development happening. And I believe Alex joins us now on the line. Hi, Alex.
Hi, can you hear me?
We can hear you very well. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you very much for having me.
You sound fabulous. Alex, tell us about HQ Sandton. Where about is it? How much is it? Tell us about the units. Want to know everything.
First of all, HQ Sandton sits on one of the only working parks in Sandton, known as Mushroom Park, which is on Catherine Street. There are only ever going to be 5 properties on this park. 2 already have been built, one called the Metropolis and one Capital on the park. I don't know if you're familiar with it.
Yeah.
Then there will be our development and possibly another 3 over the next 10 years. So, yes, so we're doing 780 units.
Wow, that's massive.
Starting in 2 phases, starting at 900,000 rand to 2.4 million. We start with everything from a small hospitality unit all the way to 2 beds, 2 bars. We kept the prices, as I said, to under 2.5 million because we know that's where the market is. We're selling a complete lifestyle that includes restaurants, a beautiful huge roof garden, gym, swimming pool downstairs, an Olympic size, a cocktail swimming pool upstairs. Our restaurants have been designed by a woman called Enrica de Villiers, who has just done a restaurant called the Proud Mary in Rosebank. I don't know if you're familiar with it.
No, but I will be.
Not yet.
Okay, it's a wonderful restaurant, very hip and beautifully designed. So we've gone all out to really give people what they need and want and what they need, you know, for urban lifestyle. Remember that we're 7 minutes by foot from Sandton City. We're 6 minutes to the Gautrain by foot, and we opposite the Rea Vaya. We know that most of the buyers at this stage have been investors, and the investors will have an opportunity to do wonderful rentals, both long-term and short-term. Over time, I believe that the short-term rentals will be more preferable as things get back to normal. I'm sure you're aware that Sandton is pretty much the place on the continent.
Yeah.
So we're very, very excited to be able to offer such an affordable product in such a brilliant location. I mean, you imagine, you're on a park in Sandton. It's like being in a park in New York, Tel Aviv, Paris. And usually when you're on a park, when you have capital growth and capital appreciation, it's 30% more because of the rarity of it.
What are you expecting your growth to be, Alex, in terms of investment?
Sorry, when do we expect the growth to be?
No, what are you expecting the growth to be? I mean, can you speculate?
So, yes, let me tell you how we look at the growth. We look at the growth from 2 points of view. Firstly, we acquired the property 7 years ago, which means during the last 7 years, obviously, we've added value to it. We've rezoned it. Also, right now, as you know, coming out of COVID and the economy being so weak, we've managed to secure some really good pricing in building it. So I believe as other products will come on the market over the next 5 years, the products themselves will naturally be almost double the price. So I think if we can get the market right, we'll see huge growth. And most important is that the supply of anything on the park will be limited. You know, as I've said, there will only ever be 5 or 6 developments on this park ever.
Right.
And we've already, you know, we've done one. We were involved with 101 on the park. The Metropolis was done, and now we're doing our one. So, yeah, so I think the return will be huge, and I think that we're seeing it with the kind of investors that are buying.
Who's your target market? Who's your target resident?
Okay. So there's two different markets. Firstly, there's the user market. Mm-hmm. Which means doesn't matter who bought the asset, whether it's investor or a buyer himself. We're looking at anywhere between the ages of 18 to 35. urban people who live in and around Sandton, people from out of town who come to Sandton on business, people from all over the country, and people who are currently, you know, spending anywhere from 3 to 4 hours coming in from the East Rand or the West Rand, coming in and getting out of Sandton. You know, they are in a position where they can save a lot of money on transport by buying or staying in one of these units.
Amazing.
Also, long term, we see many businessmen from all over Africa, from Europe, from America. You know, people don't know this, but Johannesburg is the place that's the most visited, not Cape Town, because as you can imagine, guys are flying into Johannesburg, they're doing their business here, and even if they are going to Cape Town or the Kruger, they're here for 2-3 days. And the proximity to the car plane and to Sandton City and to be able to still be on a park in such a jungle is a very attractive investment.
Alex, what sort of deposit are you looking at and what sort of
Okay, so the deposits have obviously been quite low, so they're not prohibitive.
Yeah.
We've taken 20,000 Rand deposit.
Hmm.
What we found very different from past developments that we've done is that there's a lot of interest from other African countries. There's investors coming from Nigeria, from Angola. And when we speak to them, they all tell us the same thing. You know, a new build, which is what we're doing, building from scratch in Lagos or in Luanda in Angola or in Nairobi in Kenya, costs $5,000. We are selling in dollar terms closer to $3,000. Also, they see the potential and they get it because, you know, in all of their cities, they don't have any kind of infrastructure that compares to us. No car trains, no Sandton cities. So they're very excited. We're also finding a lot of young professionals buying second properties as an investment. And, we think that if you're going to buy in South Africa, this is probably the best investment available right now.
Yeah, Alex, this is Brooke Spector here. Quick question for you. Sandton is not known for its cultural amenities particularly. What kind of plans do you have for theaters or other kinds of institutions where people can spend their time in the evenings besides a club, a restaurant, a bar?
Okay, so firstly, as a precinct, we're all working with the Sandton precinct to make it more of an urban city like New York or London or Paris where people actually walk about. So we're trying to do events on the park where people can come. We have jazz events happening on the park that will continue. And obviously we can't do it on our own, but we're trying to get Sandton, as you say, more a place where people can go out for theater. People can obviously go to movies. They can go to restaurants, but where people have more mobility and can walk around more. So we are, as a precinct and as developers, coming together with government and looking to do, you know, looking for alternatives for that. Yeah, I think it's funny and it's not going to happen overnight, but it's where our urban city is.
Incredible.
I'm familiar with our old urban city, which was the CBD, Johannesburg CBD.
Yes.
People would walk around. And obviously that's the aim of all of us, is to get Sandton used in a very metropolitan way, you know, so people use it as a metropolitan lifestyle where they feel free to walk about.
Alex, that sounds absolutely amazing. This is unfortunately where we have to leave it, and we'll see if we can get you on the radio again. If not here, then certainly with Howard Feldman in the mornings. And thank you so much, and I wish you all the best. It sounds absolutely fantastic. Thank you very, very much. That's Alex Agalnik. He's a developer of HQ Sandton. Go and check out exactly what he's been talking about. Their website is hqsandton.co.za. That it looks unbelievable, and you know, you from a 20,000 Rand deposit, isn't that incredible? Go and check it out, hqsandton.co.za.